Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Chapter 73. Bhagavan Sri Krishna blesses the liberated kings. Jarasandh had defeated 20,800 kings and then imprisoned them. Krishna came and liberated them. When they saw the incredible beauty of Krishna appearing in a mood with his four mighty arms and Vishnumurti form, they became completely captivated. The kings were emaciated by thirst and aggrieved due to long imprisonment. But when Krishna entered the prison, he revealed his effulgent personal form, resplendent with the color of fresh rain cloud. There was a fragrant flower garland and his Kaustubha gem shining brilliantly around his neck. Seeing Krishna's incomparable beauty, the kings seemed to be embracing the Lord with their arms. Feeling most satisfied, the kings praised Lord Krishna. Then Krishna blessed them with objects of enjoyment befitting kings and sent them off to their respective kingdoms. This is the summary of the chapter. So they felt such great ecstasy. Krishna Sandarshan Alada, text 7. Krishna Sandarshan Alada. They felt such ecstasy having Krishna Darshan. They forgot about their imprisonment. So we will also forget about the imprisonment of samsara when we finally get a darshan of Krishna. And then they prayed to him. Deva Devesha. Namaste Deva Devesha. Prapanarti Haravya. Prapanan Pahina Krishna Nirvinan Gorasamsrite. O Lord, obeisance is unto you, ruler of the demigods, destroyer of surrendered devotees' distress. Since we have surrendered to you, O Achyuta, please save us from this terrible material life which has made us so despondent. Do not find, the king said, we do not find fault with Jarasandh for imprisoning us, because by this turn of events, we have obtained your causeless mercy. Now the kings explain that losing a kingdom is due to the mercy of Krishna. With unrestrained pride in his wealth and power, kings think his temporary wealth to be permanent. The wealth of kingdom and other things are not real wealth. Foolish persons see illusory enjoyment arising from transformations of the sense objects, such as sound, form, touch, as real. Just as a fool mistakes a mirage for water, although it is actually a play of light on the desert floor, foolish kings see the distress arising from the objects of enjoyment as happiness. We ourselves are exemplars of this foolishness. We wanted to conquer the earth, my Lord, and we competed with each other, not seeing you standing before us as death, mrityu sarvaharashchaham. Before we had your darshan, and we were imprisoned by Jarasandh, we are intoxicated with pride. But today, by your mercy, we have lost our power by the influence of time, which is none other than you. Oh, my Lord, please give us your mercy, so that we will always remember your lotus feet. We realize that losing our kingdoms was all due to your mercy. Henceforth, we no longer desire a beautiful kingdom, which is desired by men in illusion. These kingdoms have to be served by the body, which can be destroyed at any moment. The body is the home of disease. Such kingdoms only give sorrow. Moreover, one who has acquired a kingdom is obliged to perform ashwamedha yajnas and other costly sacrifices. Neither do we desire to attain swargaloka, which may sound pleasurable to the ears of materialistic men. Because even in heaven there is continuous competition, like earth, so even in heaven there is no happiness either. Then Krishna replied, listen, kings, why don't you take the boon of Suyuja Mukti and merge in Brahman of my effulgence? The kings replied, no, 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 please teach us the exact method that we can understand and execute by which we will never forget your lotus feet. We have no desire to end the samsara, nor do we desire that which is most, nor do we desire that which is most sought after, namely prema bhakti. Due to humility, the kings didn't even desire Krishna prema. Nor do we even desire remembrance of you, which is one limb of bhakti, smaranam. We only desire the means for such remembrance. The kings did not say, please give it to us, dehi, but they said samadisha, which means please instruct us, which shows that the kings were exhibiting the highest degree of qualities like humility, sense control, and freedom from material desire, which are necessary qualifications for bhakti. The kings fell down and offered dandavats at the feet of Krishna. Then they engaged in Nam Sankirtan. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Govindaya, while begging the Lord to mercifully teach them, even though they're unqualified. The king sang, we repeatedly offer our obeisances to Vasudeva Krishna, the Adi Purush, who appeared from his father Vasudev, out of compassion for all of us living entities. We offer our obeisances to Hari, who delivers even the demons from the suffering of the material world. And we offer obeisances to the Paramatma, who appears as a supersoul for devotees in Shantaras, and is a source of supreme prema for devotees in Dasiras. He appears as the destroyer of the miseries, klesha nashaya, which create obstacles to bhakti for the sadhaka bhaktas. And we offer obeisances to Govinda, who reaches out to our senses, such as the eyes, ears, and nose, in order to give nectar of his beauty, fragrance, and sweet-sounding voice. The kings are glorifying the Lord, now they are free from bondage. And Krishna replies to them, O kings, O rulers and nourishers of the earth, since you revealed your true nature as my devotees in your statement, therefore you will nourish the earth by spreading upon it the nectar of bhakti sarana. I promise that just as you desired, your devotion will become very fixed. I will instruct and you will understand, practice, and then attain firm remembrance of me. Prema bhakti, drita bhaktir, will gradually appear from such uninterrupted remembrance of me. At the present time, you will attain steadiness in practice, sadhana, and quickly attain the goal, sadhya. From today on, you will experience ever-fresh spiritual realizations. Kings, you are very fortunate to have the resolve that Krishna bhakti alone should be performed. Most worldly kings, unlike you, are mad after sense enjoyment and bound by Maya. From wealth comes the concept of power. From power comes intoxication. And from intoxication comes madness. Sri Aishwarya Mada. Many kings have fallen from their positions due to the intoxication of wealth. You should observe the customs of ordinary society in accordance with my order. You should spend your time producing sons, tolerating happiness and distress, and encountering birth and death. Be detached from the body and everything connected to it. Remain self-satisfied and steadfastly keep your vows while concentrating your minds on me fully. In this way you will ultimately attain me, the supreme absolute truth. After instructing the kings with his shiksha, Krishna Upadesh, Krishna engaged some male and female servants in bathing and grooming the kings. Men and women were rubbing oil on the kings' bodies and bathing them and offering other services. And then King Sahadev honored them with clothing and jewelry and garlands, all suitable for royalty. And then Krishna fed them wonderful food, presented them betel nuts, and honored the kings. Worshipped and honored by Lord Mukunda, they were freed from their disturbance. The kings shone brightly. They were relieved of their distress, and they appeared resplendent like the moon and other planets. Krishna sat the kings on chariots and sent them off to their kingdoms. Liberated from all difficulty by the mercy of Krishna, the kings departed, and they remained wrapped in thoughts only of Krishna. Jagatpate. After returning to their kingdoms, the kings diligently carried out Krishna's order. Having arranged for Bhimasen to kill Jarasandh, Lord Kesho accepted worship from King Sahadev and then departed with the two sons of Prita. Upon arriving in Indraprastha, the victorious heroes blew their conch shells, bringing joy to their well-wishing friends and sorrow to their enemies. Bhim, Arjuna, and Janardhan, Sri Krishna, offered their respects to King Yudhisthira and informed him fully about what they had done. Upon hearing their account of the great favor Lord Keshava had mercifully shown to him, King Yudhisthira Dharmaraj shed tears of ecstasy. He felt such love that he could not say anything. Premna novacha kinchana. Stunned in bliss, Yudhisthira could not speak.